This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he has been indicted by a Miami grand jury in the classified documents investigation. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest reactions.
While Republicans accuse the federal government of political persecution, House Democrats say Donald Trump's indictment is an affirmation of the U.S. justice system. Representative Adam Schiff tweets that Trump should be treated like any other lawbreaker. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York says he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. Meanwhile, Representative Jamie Raskin, who is House manager for Trump's second impeachment, says the indictment indicates that Trump pursued a lawless agenda that put national security in grave danger. Raskin accused Republicans of trying to divide the country and undercut the legal system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a separate case, Trump's lawyers are asking a federal court to reduce the damages to be paid to a columnist who successfully sued Trump for sexual assault. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Last month, a New York jury awarded E. Jean Carroll $2 million for sexual abuse and $2.7 million in compensatory damages. But Trump's lawyers called the award grossly excessive and say it was based on pure speculation. They even told the court the abuse that Carroll testified occurred in 1996 could have been groping through her clothing, calling that, quote, a far cry from rape. They want the damages reduced to less than $1 million. Carroll's lawyer says the claims are frivolous and says this time Trump will not be able to escape the consequences of his actions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app.